When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and poor contempt on all my pride. Forbid.
Lord, I'm happy to be here with you today again, even as we prepare to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm here to share with you the word of God, the message of salvation, and I shall be examining a topic that I call God is your helper. Even as this year is going to an end, even as you are preparing to start a new year, as we are making plans to celebrate Christmas, to celebrate the new year, as we are making plans to start a new business, to start a new career in a new year, my message to you this morning is that God is your helper. God is the person that will assist you, that will support you to achieve your goals, to achieve your objectives, to achieve the aspirations that you have set for yourself. And there are two reference texts that I'll be sharing with you today. The first reference text is Psalm 121. Verse 1 to 2 is a very popular scripture. It says, I will lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. That is King David talking in this passage. And my admonition to you, my question, the single question I have for you today is to where are you lifting up your eyes to? Where are you looking onto? To whom are you looking onto for help? The second passage that we are going to examine today is Matthew chapter 17, verses 24 to 26. It's a very popular scripture that tells the story of how the taxman approached Peter for the payment of the tax, but Peter did not have money, and Jesus Christ performed a miracle and caused a fish to bring out money for Peter and even Jesus Christ to pay the temple tax. So this morning we are going to be looking at that passages to see, you know, how we should look unto God rather than man, rather than friends, rather than parents for ultimate help. I'm persuaded this morning that there's no man or woman that does not have a problem. Who do you run to when you have a problem? To whom do you look for help to overcome the daily pressures and problems of life? Most of us have been unable to overcome our problems because we are looking for solution from wrong sources. Parents, friends, relations, clubs, associations, or even diviners. We thank God for all these people and for all these institutions. It's not as if they cannot help us in some way, but my position today is that ultimate help, ultimate support, true help comes from God that created you. King David is one man who clearly understands that the sovereign Lord, the God Almighty, is the only person that can help us to overcome the problems of our life. King David said in Psalm 121 verse 1 to 2, I will lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I want to encourage you today to look unto the east instead of looking down to the values of life. Look unto God, your maker, instead of looking unto human beings who are all made by God. Like I said earlier, there's hardly any man that does not have any problem. The only difference is that our problems differ in dimension and magnitude. Whether you are young or old, poor or rich, male or female, black or white, single or married, working or retired, whether you're a student, there's a specific problem that is bothering you even right now as we are hearing this message. There's a problem that you are thinking of, a crisis that is bothering you, a clog that you are anxious to remove, and a difficulty that you are trying to resolve. Life generally is full of problems, and in most cases, we are expected to solve many of these problems with our human efforts. As a matter of fact, the degree in which we are able to solve our problems will determine our success in life. Once we are able to solve a problem, you move forward in life. Once we are not able to solve a problem, you stagnate in that position. But my prayer to you today is that every problem that is facing your life, that is facing your marriage, that is facing your career shall receive a solution in Jesus' mighty name. Unfortunately, there are some problems that I refuse to go away in spite of all our attempts to resolve them. I call these stubborn problems. There are some problems that are stubbornly stuck to us despite all our attempts and efforts to solve them. Right now, even as you are hearing this message, some problems have stuck with you in spite of all your efforts to resolve them. There is a problem that is peculiar to you, and at times you have asked, why are you undergoing that problem? The problem may be marital crisis. The problem may be barrenness. Maybe you have been married for 5, 6, 7 years and you are still expecting the fruit of the womb. The problem may be poverty, maybe financial need, maybe sickness. You have been afflicted, or you are still being afflicted by any particular kind of sickness or disease. It may be habitual vices like smoking, drunkenness, or different forms of sexual perversion. It is possible that you are still exploring means of overcoming this problem, and it's also possible that you have given up on this problem. In the extreme, it is also possible that you are considering even committing suicide because of your inability to resolve this problem. It doesn't matter how highly or lowly placed you are, problems are bound to occur. Therefore, you don't need to terminate your life because of that problem that we are facing. The Bible has this story that Peter, one of the disciples of Jesus, was once faced with a common problem that most of us are. Peter, who was one of the disciples of Jesus Christ, was faced with a financial problem at a point in time. Let us look at the passage that I mentioned before. Open your Bible to the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 17, verses 24-26. I'm going to read that passage, and I start. After Jesus and his disciples arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the 2 drachma tax came to Peter and asked, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes, he does," he replied. When Peter came into the house, Jesus was the first to speak. "What do you think, Simon?" he asked. "From who do the kings of the heart collect duty and taxes? From their own sons or from others?" "From others," Peter answered. "Then the sons are exempt," Jesus said to him. "But so that we may not offend them, go to the lake and throw out your line. Take the first fish you catch, open its mouth, and you will find a 4-drachma coin. Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours." Now, in this passage that we have read from the book of Matthew chapter 17, verses 24-26, Peter and the Lord Jesus Christ were accused by the tax collectors of defaulting in the payment of the temple tax. The tax collectors accosted Peter, asking him why he has not paid the temple tax, and demanded for the money right away. Unfortunately, Peter did not have any money on him to make this payment. Peter found himself in an embarrassing situation that could have landed him in jail. I don't know the embarrassing situation you are facing today. Maybe it's because of your inability to pay some of your bills. Maybe your mortgage bills, maybe the house you are staying is almost going under auction because of your inability to pay the mortgage bills. Yesterday, somebody called me from Germany, and she said the car that she's riding was billed to come and the car she was riding was going to be taken over yesterday because of her inability to pay the bills. These are peculiar problems. These are the kind of problems that we face on a day-to-day basis. Maybe it's your inability to pay the school fees of your children. Maybe it's your inability to pay your house rent. Peter, that followed Jesus Christ, also faced such an embarrassing situation. But today, like I said before, every problem that is embarrassing your life, that is embarrassing your family, the God of Israel shall embarrass them today in Jesus' mighty name. Every problem that is putting you to shame, every financial need, every financial problem that wants to disgrace you, today the name of God Almighty, who is the great provider, shall disgrace those proverbs in Jesus' mighty name. But let's look at that passage again. What did Peter do to solve this financial problem? He ran to Jesus, who coincidentally did not also have any money on him, but he was miraculously able to provide the needed funds through the mouth of a fish. And the big question now is, who do we run to when we have a problem? There are several lessons we can learn from the story of Peter and the tax collectors and how Peter was able to solve his financial problem. You know, there are several lessons we can learn from that passage, and I'm encouraging you today that we should adopt some of those lessons to solve our financial problems or even any other problems we may have in our daily life. The first lesson we can have from this story is that God is the only person that can help you. God is your only true source of help. God knows the problem before it started, and God has created a solution. God has provided a solution before even the problem occurred. The second lesson we can learn from this passage is that there is no need that the Lord cannot meet. It also means that there is no problem that he cannot solve. The Bible clearly says that, is there anything too hard for me? Is the arm of the Lord too short? We should not over exaggerate or overestimate our problem and underestimate the God we are serving. If you look at that passage, who could have thought that money can be gotten from the mouth of a fish lying in a lake? When Peter met Jesus Christ, Jesus also did not have any money with him, but Jesus Christ commanded a fish to vomit some money so that he could solve the financials of Peter. So the second lesson, like I said, is that there is no problem that is beyond solution. And any problem you are passing through this day, whether in your marriage, whether in your finances, whether in your work, whether in your family, whether in your business, you shall receive a solution in Jesus' mighty name. The third lesson we can learn from this passage is that God is with you in your problem and is waiting for you to come up him. If Peter had not come unto Jesus, the tax collectors would have arrested Peter. But Peter was wise. When he had a problem, he called unto Jesus. So even as you are passing, as you are facing, undergoing that problem, I want to encourage you, I want to assure you that God is aware of your problem. God has a plan for you, and God is right with you in that problem. The fourth lesson you can learn from this story is that the sooner you realize the presence of God in your problem, the sooner you will get out of the problem. Anytime anybody meets Jesus crying, the first thing Jesus tells that person is that, weep not. Your cries, your tears, your anxiety cannot solve that problem. You must see God in your problem, you must identify God in your problems, and you must carry your problems unto God. The fifth lesson we can learn from this story is that if you are in a problem, create time to talk to God and hand over all the problems to him. Let's look at that story again. What did Peter do when he had a problem? The first thing he did was that on sighting Jesus, Peter immediately handed the problem of the tax payment to Jesus. The Bible says that immediately he saw Jesus, he was the first person to speak to him. I believe the problem with most of us is not that we have problems. The problem with most of us is that when we have problems, we refuse to see Jesus in our problems. The sixth lesson we can learn from this passage is that you need to listen to the Holy Spirit and be obedient. In that passage, Peter carefully carried out the instruction of the Holy Spirit and received a solution. At times, the divine instruction to solve our problems may look ridiculous and unthinkable. My advice is that you need to carry it, that instruction that looks ridiculous, you need to carry it out faithfully. Peter behaved like a child and followed the instruction of Jesus. Jesus Christ asked him to go to the river and throw his net into the river, and that the first fish that the net catches, you know, he should open his mouth and he shall find a coin there. That instruction looks ridiculous. That instruction looks unthinkable, but Peter carried out the instruction religiously. Most times, pride and arrogance, using human reliance on human wisdom, may hinder us from getting the solutions to our problems. But you need to carefully hear the instruction of the Holy Spirit. You need to listen to the Holy Spirit. You must allow the Holy Spirit to direct you, and anything the Holy Spirit asks you to do, you need to carry it out obediently. Last lesson. Well, let me say another lesson. I will not call it last, but for the purpose of this sermon, the last lesson we can learn from this passage is that the solution to your problems begins immediately you carry out the divine instruction. Peter did not spend hours at the lake before the hook caught the fish that provided the money that he needed. The Bible says clearly that as soon as he threw the net into the lake, the first fish that was caught by the hook had a coin in its mouth. So it's so clear that God has provided a solution to that problem you are facing through. All you need to do is to call on God. All you need to do is to see the presence of God in your problem. All you need to do is to follow the instruction of God carefully and obediently. And I am encouraged and persuaded that a solution shall come for that problem you are passing through in Jesus' mighty name. I shall be ending this passage by encouraging you that if only you can look unto God, the problem solver, you need not continue in that problem of life. If you can look unto His true help will come that will wipe your tears away. Today, the big question I have for you is that are you willing to lift your eyes unto the hills? King David lifted his eyes unto the hills. He knew his maker. He knew his creator. He knew the problem solver is in heaven. He lifted his eyes unto the hills. Unto who are you lifting your eyes today? But the first thing you need to take before God can intervene your problems is that you need to surrender your life to Jesus. God, in most cases, do not help those who do not recognize Him as the God Almighty. If you believe that by your strength you cannot prevail against the problems of your life, if you believe that you need divine intervention to solve the problems of your life, if you believe that by your strength you cannot prevail, if you want to call upon Jesus Christ to help you today, then say this confessional prayer. Say this prayer with me, even as you are listening to this message. Put your right hand on your heart and say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and have fallen short of your glory. I genuinely repent from all my sins and pledge to go and sin no more. I accept the fact that I cannot by my power solve the problems of my life. I lift my eyes to you today as my problem solver. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I commit my life to you. Let your Holy Ghost lead my life. And I believe my future is secured in your hands in Jesus' mighty name. If you have said that prayer, you are now a child of God. If you have said that simple prayer, you have been redeemed from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God. If you have said that prayer, the Spirit of God will start to move right now in your life, in your marriage, in your career, in your businesses, and every problem in your life shall start to disappear and fade away in the name of Jesus Christ. I shall be handing this message by praying with you, and I also want to pass information about our contacts to you. I want you to bow down your head even as we pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for this message. I thank you for every heart, for every ear that has listened to this message. Your word says that on Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and there shall be holiness, and the children of Jacob shall possess their possession. Therefore, I address every problem that everybody and any person under the influence of my voice is facing today. Whether the problem is marital delay, whether it's marital failure, whether it's divorce, whether it's separation, whether it's barrenness, whether it's sickness, whether it's infirmity, whether it's disease, whether it's joblessness, whether it's poverty, whether it's stagnancy, whether it's disfavor, whether it's dream attacks, whether it's any form of sexual perversion, in the name that is above every other name, I address those problems and I decree by the decree of heaven, receive solution now. Receive solution, receive solution, receive solution, receive solution, receive solution, receive solution, receive a solution in the name of Jesus Christ. I address every demon spirit, every foul spirit, every contrary spirit, every witchcraft spirit, every satanic spirit that is sponsoring those problems, every spirit of occult, every marine spirit that is sponsoring those problems in your life, in the name that is above every other name, I command those spirits to be buried alive. Be buried alive, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. be buried alive in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power, anywhere, any person, anybody that is manipulating your life, any power anywhere that is sponsoring any problems in your life, it is written that the name of Jesus Christ has been exalted above every other name, and at the name of Jesus Christ every knee shall bow in heaven, on earth, and under the heart. Therefore, every strong man, every problem that has constituted itself as a strong man, as a gonad in your life, I command those problems bow in the name of Jesus Christ. Bow in the name of Jesus Christ. Bow in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, I prophesy that God shall intervene in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Whether it's in your marriage that you are facing a problem, whether it's in your finances, whether it's in your business that you are facing a problem, whether it's in your family, the Lord of Israel that intervened in the problem of David, he shall intervene today in the name of Jesus Christ. You shall have a testimony in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I will conclude this message by asking you to visit our website. If you want more information on how to solve the problems of your life, if you want information on how you can start building a new life with God, I want you to visit the Save the World website. We are an online Christian ministry, so if you go to the internet, our website address is www.christonline.info. www.christonline.info. Christ Online is one word. Christ Online is one word. It's not .com or .org. It's christonline.info. If you get there, you see how you can get to our blogs, how you can get to our pages on Bible study. You may also want to send an email to us so that you can pray with you further. You can send an email to us so that you can counsel you further on how you need to go about to be the successful life that God has ordained for you. You can send an email to info@christonline.info. Info is the shortened form of information at christonline.info. And we also like to pray with you on phone. We are based in Nigeria, so if you want to call us on phone, you are welcome. You can call us at any time. Our lines are open for 24 hours, 7 days a week, and our prayer partners will be here to pray with you on the needs of your life, on the prayers of your life, and we believe that the power of God shall solve those prayers in Jesus' mighty name. So if you want to call us on phone, our number is 234. 234 is the country code for Nigeria. 234-80-35-89-7435. I will take that number again. 234-80-35-89-7435. We'll be waiting right away. You can start calling. We'll be waiting right away to receive your phone calls, to counsel and pray with you. The Bible says that anywhere two or three people are gathered together is there. Anything we agree on heart is agreed on heaven. Even as we pray a prayer of agreement with you, I am persuaded that heaven shall rubber stamp our prayers in Jesus' mighty name. Lastly, I want to encourage you, and I want to introduce one of my books unto you. It's called Power Over the Serpent. Of course, if you look at Luke chapter 10 verse 19, the Bible says clearly that God has given us power to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome every power of the enemy. Any problem you are facing today is being sponsored by the enemy, and the enemy, another name for the enemy, is the serpent. So there is a new book that the Spirit of God has encouraged me to publish. It's called Power Over the Serpent. It teaches you strategies and tactics of how you can overcome every problem of your life, tactics and strategies of how you can overcome the serpent, how you can overcome the serpent, the Satan, and all his hosts that are sponsoring and manipulating evils against your destiny. Power Over the Serpent also has various prayer points on various issues, you know, that the enemy is using to sponsor against your life. There are hundreds of prayer points you can pray there. So I'm introducing this book to you. You can go right to the internet and pick those books. If you go to the website, I'm giving you the internet link through which you can purchase that book. The address is www.christonline.info/christianbooks.html. Exactly, once you get to our website, you can get this book, and you can buy it either by credit card, and if you cannot pay by credit card, you can buy it by Western Union. I thank you for listening to this message. I bless the name of the Lord for this message, and I believe that it has addressed part of the problems we are facing in Jesus' mighty name. And my name is Babatope Babanobi from Save the World Christian Ministry. Save the World Christian Ministry is an online Christian ministry, and we are based in Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you for your time, and I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. I mark with the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that let no man trouble you, because we be on your body the mass of Jesus Christ. I mark you today with the mark of Jesus Christ, and I command every troubler of your destiny, every troubler of your glory to be troubled by the blood of Jesus Christ. It is well with you. Go and prosper. Go and overcome. Go and conquer. Go and be a champion. Go and be a success in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, because I'm Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. His hands, his feet.